Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Did you know that approximately 15% of all debt worldwide carries a negative interest rate? That's right. The creditor not only does not get repaid all of their original principal amount, they actually receive less than that. Already in some European countries, people who have sums in bank savings accounts that are above certain levels are not only not paid any interest on the excess, they are charged fees taken out of their accounts. Yet President Trump recently urged the negative interest rates on loans be implemented in America. You don't need to be an economist to understand the damage that would happen if loans carried negative interest rates in the U.S. If you are a financial institution faced with the prospect of getting back less money than you loaned out, you would not want to extend loans. If people and businesses were unable to get loans or mortgages, they would have less money to create new jobs and buy homes. Individual people who have some extra cash would have no incentive to save it and risk losing some of their capital. Instead, they would be inclined to just increase their consumption and reduce their savings. Investors with cash would not want to purchase bonds or put money in savings accounts that would result in a loss of assets. That would almost certainly steer investments toward purchasing stocks. An increase in stock prices would do nothing toward creating new jobs or putting more spending money in the pockets of most people. As we have already seen across much of Europe, where negative interest rates are most prevalent, job creation and economic growth stagnated before the world was hit with the COVID-19 pandemic. Would negative interest rates encourage companies to issue new shares of stock to acquire cash since they could no longer borrow it? Quite possibly, but it would dilute the value of the stock held by current owners. I just don't see anything positive that would result from negative interest rates coming to America. It would overall reduce funds available for investments, which are the ultimate source of growth in jobs. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.